You're listening to EU Audio. Listen, learn, lead.
Do you have a plan in place if a critical part of your production breaks down? What if you can't find a replacement part for it? That's when you need an obsolescence manager. Who is that? And how are they going to save your business? Well, that's what we're going to hear from Neil Ballinger, Head of Global Operations for EU Automation. Welcome. Neil, what are we going to learn today?
So today we're going to learn about obsolescence management and robust supply chain management and the challenges that come with that and how we solve those challenges.
Experts and headlines often claim that factors such as actual wars or trade wars or extreme weather events or protectionism even disrupt the global supply chain. But this is a problem that we've had for centuries and have had to overcome. What is so special about the trials and tribulations we're experiencing now?
So we're in a unique time. The problems that we're faced with right now are bigger than we've seen for a generation. So we're off the back of a global pandemic, which has brought with it microchip shortages, skilled workforce shortages, soaring energy costs, and really high inflation. And the supply chain is being hit by these different events and not really getting time to recover. Any company in production at the moment needs to look at how it manages its supply chain and start asking some fundamental questions and building in a really robust strategy to cope with these unprecedented times that we're in.
So looking at those fundamentals that you refer to, what are they?
As a supply chain manager, the fundamental questions that this person should be asking themselves: what does our supply chain really look like? And what do we want to get from our supply chain? In terms of critical spare parts, what is the availability of these spare parts? Are they obsolete or not? Do we know this? In my experience of dealing with multiple companies over the last 10 years, I could probably count on one hand the amount of companies that actually have an obsolescence manager on site. So another question is, how do we manage obsolescence in the production facility? And this is where EU Automation can be of assistance.
So it sounds like some companies are caught out almost as though by surprise when this happens. What are the signs that will tell them that they're going to have a supply chain problem?
So one of the biggest signs is that a company will start to lose customers. What do we mean by this? If a critical spare part fails, then this is going to immediately lead to downtime in the system. It's going to lead to increased costs. It's going to lead to wages being paid to workers who are waiting for the line to switch back on. It's going to lead to a loss of promises that we've kept to our customers. And ultimately, those customers are going to walk away. On the flip side of that, a company that is prepared for these kind of changes and runs a robust obsolescence management and supply chain management system, they're probably going to be in a better situation in terms of running preventative maintenance. They're going to know the critical spare parts, identifying the critical spare parts, know whether these spares are obsolete or not, and ultimately know where to get them from.
Okay, so no company can afford to lose customers. How can EU Automation help?
So we're a specialist in obsolete automation, stocking and stock holding. We're a specialist in critical spare parts. We're also a specialist in moving parts around the world really quickly to the place that they're needed just in time.
So can you give me an example of how you've helped a customer?
So lately we've had we had a breakdown in Australia with one of our Australian customers, a large pharmaceutical company. They were running an obsolete CPU that failed and was also a critical spare part. We found it was quicker for the customer to jump on a plane, meet us at our Frankfurt facility where we had the CPU in stock. The customer wanted peace of mind. He wanted to get that part in his hands, package it himself and carry it back to Australia to put back on the production line. While in transit, while literally in the air, a second CPU failed. His company was able to contact us and we had two units ready for when the guy landed in Germany. He was able to take those parts. We helped him with his overnight accommodation and return flights back to Australia. The production line was up and running within 72 hours. That was how we go above and beyond to help our customers keep in production.
So that reliability and that continuity of business must have been critical to the customer. However, if I'm a manufacturer and I perhaps have watched this interview now and I've read your white paper and I say, do you know what? I can work out my own success plan here. I don't need EU Automation. What would you say?
Okay, I'd say go for it. If you have the resources in play, then you should really consider it. But again, ask some fundamental questions. Do you have a connected supply, global supply chain, a network of trusted suppliers, verified suppliers? Do you have the expertise in-house, as in experts in certification, in import and export documentation, compatibility certs? This can be a really expensive process to put together. If you're up for the challenge, then absolutely go for it. But weigh up the costs. Figure out what it's going to cost you to put that supply network together. Get all the experts involved. There's a high probability that that cost is going to be too high for a lot of companies. This is where we can step in and help. Come and speak to us about being that missing link in your supply chain.
So the uncertainties that we've talked about today in the world that are going to continue to affect the global supply chain for many years to come are obvious. In your view, what will happen to the supply chain, to the flow of goods? When will it get back to normal? And maybe give us your predictions for the next 3 years and how you fit into it.
So we expect over the next few years at least for things to start to return back to normal after the incidences that we spoke about earlier. So we're expecting just-in-time methods to come back into play for everyday consumable spare parts. We're expecting stock holding to be a big part again for critical spares. And we also acknowledge that obsolescence is an inbuilt feature in what we do and also in the production facilities that we service. This is where EU Automation can be a valuable partner. We can be that missing link in the supply chain, as we've mentioned. We're a truly global company with global availability to critical spare parts and to obsolete spare parts. Give us a call to speak about these issues. We can be your obsolescence manager. We'll get the right part to the right place at the right time.
Neil Ballinger, Head of Global Operations for EU Automation.